This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, part of what's holding back energy dominance in this country is that administrative state. Look at the regulations coming out of the Department of Interior, the slow permitting requirements, how hard it is to open a new refinery. So I think that is the root cause of our failure as a country, is this unelected fourth branch of government. And I think they look at elected officials as these cute little puppets that come and go every little while. Not anymore. There's a new sheriff in town. Donald Trump's the president. He has mandated us for radical, drastic reform of this federal bureaucracy with the learnings of that first term. And you look, Elon and I mean, Elon's solving major problems of physics. I came from the world of biology. What we're solving here now is not a natural problem. This is a man-made problem. And when you have a man-made problem, you better darn well have a man-made solution. That's what we're bringing to the table. We're assembling the brightest minds in the country. This is the equivalent of a modern Manhattan Project to take on, I think, the major problem holding our country back. It's the federal bureaucracy.
That's Vivek Ramaswamy, and the Department of Government Efficiency is well on its way to making its presence known. You can follow him on X, too, which I think is kind of funny that it is there for you to follow. And they're going to give you the updates as they have them. There are so many moving parts to establishing a new administration, a new administration, and usually this stuff takes, you know, the entirety of the time leading up until inauguration, which is January 20th. Donald Trump is wasting absolutely no time. Breakneck pace. Marco Rubio for Secretary of State means that Florida is going to have a vacant Senate seat, which will then be appointed by the governor, Ron DeSantis.
Likewise, if I am able to serve, I would love to serve the people of Florida. This is my home state now and has been for 3 years. This is where Eric and I live. And truly to have that opportunity, I think would be incredible. No one knows better than I do the America First agenda or the goals of Donald Trump in the coming 4 years. So if I am asked, I would love to consider it, but I have yet to have a conversation with Governor DeSantis, so we will have to see.
Well, Governor DeSantis has been in Italy, and the only reason I know that is because when Matt Gaetz was like, hey, we got to start the clock on my 8-week turnaround because I'm resigning from Congress yesterday, which caught a lot of people by great surprise. DeSantis is in Italy. So what happens next? We shall see. What do you think about Laura Trump in the Senate?
I'd rather see her stay in charge of the RNC. She's done a great job. And I hate to see all the progress. Now, maybe, you know, she could leave that and it would still run well. But I'd like to see him explore other options. I'm not saying no, but I'd like to see him look around a little bit first.
The one interesting thing about Laura Trump being in the Senate, and I, you know, if Laura Trump was Laura Smith, I think I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So I have this kind of apprehension about her being there just because it looks nepotistic. But if it's the right move, then who cares? Like, they're obviously doing the things that they believe to be the right move, regardless of how people feel about them. And I mean, good grief. That's why we elected Donald Trump, because he's got the stones to do it. The thing about Laura Trump being in the Senate that would be very, very advantageous, I believe, is that anything that's happening in closed doors in the Senate, you can't ice her out. You can't exclude her from everything. And if there are things that are taking place in the background that we're not supposed to know about, that are the antithesis of America First, if the swampiness of the Senate were to be able to make it past the draining of the swamp that people sent Donald Trump back to Washington, D.C. to do, she would be able to out it. They would either not be able to do it, she would have to become part of it, or they try to do it and she exposes it.
Yeah, or they just kind of try to move around her. But she'd be a great, not just to talk to the president, because obviously he's going to trust her, but she'd be a great public voice for accountability in the Senate, too. She'd be able to go on news programs and say, look, this is what's going on. We need to change this. And that would be okay. That'd be okay with me.
I don't think it's a bad pick.
I don't either.
It also doesn't take anybody else out of a position they've currently been elected to that puts the Senate would be an appointment. The House is a special election. I like the thought of not putting in elected official here to the elected position there.
And then dominoes have to fall to refill those things. It's almost the same angle that I'm taking on Trump. He's picking these people to be in charge of different agencies. And for the most part, I'm just saying, well, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm going to trust him to fill this with the right people. The same can be true of DeSantis. I trust DeSantis. You see this guy making great decisions left and right in Florida. Whatever pick he makes, I'm going to be fine with because DeSantis made it.
In the midst of all of this, we also know that Donald Trump is facing a lot of legal challenges, lawfare. It's just, again, depending on your perspective, you're going to call it one thing or the other. But it seems as though all of these things are just kind of fading to black, and they're likely going to go away. Andy McCarthy, who we love having on the show here, was talking about Donald Trump's legal situation. And I think it has a lot to do, in addition to that meeting that took place between the two of them yesterday. Joe Biden, when Donald Trump sat down with Obama, Obama allowed the meeting to happen. Trump did not allow the meeting to happen with Joe Biden. I think it's a different case, but I do think it's refreshing to see the transition happening now the way it is. But just because it's nice on the surface, Obama brought Donald Trump into the conversation, said, if you succeed, we all succeed, said all the right things. And they sabotaged the crap out of the situation in the background. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, this is going so great. Like, how wonderful. Everything is nice again. Like, no.
I will say, if it wasn't for Democrats yelling from the rooftops for the last 4 years, we are the party of democracy, they would be doing everything in their power right now to stop that man from taking the oath of office.
They are going to leave the only thing behind in the White House is going to be one hook with a hat on it that says peaceful transition.
Yeah, that's
that's where you hang your hat at the end of the day. And you know what? Okay.
Great.
Like, I will say that if the transition is truly peaceful, good for you. Good for us. Good for all of us. I don't trust the surface vision of peaceful transfer of power because they tried to shovel that bologna sausage into the picture in 2016, and they did the exact opposite of that.
Yes.
They sabotaged everything they could, every way they could. So pardon me while I don't just fawn over how kind and generous Joe Biden is. I've been here for the last 4 years. That's not exactly the sentiment that I have for it. Ben Domenech was talking about the meeting that took place between Joe Biden.
What you see here pictured, Stuart, is obviously Donald Trump alongside two of his best demographics, older Americans and suburban moms who voted for him emphatically over Kamala Harris. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I've ever seen Joe Biden look as happy as he does in these pictures.
Thanks for all the surprise.
You can interpret that for yourself. I know what my interpretation is, which is that I think that he seems very satisfied that this election resulted the way that it did. She did wear red when she went to vote.
This is true.
I mean, come on.
So, I mean, people are seeing what we're all seeing here, of course. And that, what's going to happen with all the lawfare that's been levied against Donald Trump with Joe Biden's Justice Department, Andy McCarthy said this, kind of, I think, after seeing some of this meeting that we saw.
I get the sense that what's going to happen is the Biden-Harris administration is going to dismiss the Trump cases. They've already sort of laid the groundwork for that. Judge Chutkan has said, I think, December 2nd as a date for Jack Smith to get back to her on how he sees the case proceeding in the future. I think what he'll come back with is a motion to dismiss the case.
So McCarthy is saying that he thinks that they're just going to be dismissed and it's going to be done. It'll be interesting to see if that's what materializes. But then there's more to what McCarthy
My
is
sense
predicting.
Of this is that, and I continue to think this, even though the White House pushes back the other way, I think that President Biden is going to pardon his son, and that he will get a lot of criticism if that's done in a vacuum, because it's a form of self-dealing, and he also said he wouldn't do it, so he'll look terrible. But I think if it's pitched to the country as kind of a clemency package, where we're turning the page from the Trump prosecutions and turning the page from the Hunter prosecution, the country will take it a lot better. Mm.
So the idea that the Biden administration will dismiss the cases against Donald Trump and Donald Trump will pardon Hunter Biden for his problems, his legal problems. Would you be mad about it at this point? I mean, you can't go undo what's been done.
This is a really good question and topic, because what's happening right now, everybody knows, like, yeah, this stuff's probably going to go away. And so it's not headline news, but it's still very important news, because not only is this going to affect the way this next presidency happens and maybe the end of the current one, but you're also setting a lot of precedents by the way that you handle these things. And this is legally beyond me. This is a Hans von Spakovsky question for another week. But what kind of precedents are we setting depending on how these cases close right now? I'd be really fascinated to see what legal minds have to say about that, because I think it's important.
Well, it's just weird to me that, like, if these things were as serious as they all said they were leading up to it, and they were so urgent, as Jack Smith made in all of his court filings, that now that it's the election's over and it didn't go the way they wanted, they're just like, no, wrap it up, pack it up, that's it.
Good try.
And we all knew it. We didn't all know it. We all Republicans didn't know it.
Good clarity.
Everybody understood deep in their soul that this was election interference.
Yes.
That was the whole point of it. And now that it's going away, nobody's going, I want justice. Nobody's saying that, because they knew it was about the election.
I don't, you know, we're reporting on all of these news stories as they continue to be developing, and things are coming so fast. I didn't even mention this today, but it is official that the Republicans are going to own the House. So I don't want to say the word trifecta ever again, because everyone's like, trifecta, trifecta, trifecta. It's the word of the day. But with all of that news, it's a very forward-thinking way of reporting right now. Is it necessary? Should we spend time assessing the Kamala Harris campaign?
Kinda.
It's to me feels like a fun Friday conversation.
Well,
but I look at the thing is that I can say this out loud now, and maybe it makes me a coward that I wasn't willing to say it before. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know that I do now completely. Maybe the old Ronald Reagan phrase is appropriate here: trust but verify. The stupidity, the repetitive stupidity of the campaign of Kamala Harris. Watching her try to earn the votes of the American electorate in the dumbest ways possible. Understanding that they raised $1 billion and ended up $20 million in debt.
Mm-hmm.
They can't run a campaign and they want to run the country. She didn't go on Joe Rogan because she had staffers who were like, if you go on Joe Rogan, then you're going to give him a platform. That's not how it works. He gives you the platform. When you say that, you're saying that the bazillion listeners of Joe Rogan aren't worthy of your time. And they said, okay, Like, your choice to not go on Joe Rogan is about as dumb as it comes. Donald Trump's tweet that came out, and he's, like, talking about how stupid it is that Kamala Harris, he did it in his own Donald Trump, like, oh, I'm going to be kind and generous way, but it was tongue-in-cheek, about how shocking it was that they were in that much debt, and he used the phrase earned media. The understanding that you can go out there and get attention, you can get your message out, you can utilize platforms that are out there and not have to pay it. They paid six figures to that Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah.
New York Times cited somebody who said they listened to that and that was the reason they voted against her.
Yes.
Six figures. Why? Listen, folks, I don't know if you completely understand how radio works, but nobody's ever paid me a dime to come be in this studio and talk to us. What value is an endorsement that is bought? It was Donald Trump buying endorsements?
I keep looking into this. I can't find that he was, because that would be, if that's a common practice, that's news to me. But hearing this about the campaign, about the Harris campaign, has been one of the biggest jaw droppers, and we haven't talked about
it. It's so dumb. Maybe we should just talk. I mean, we got a break, but because Trish is going to come here for Annie, are you okay? But like, I've been kind of thinking, like, I don't want to kick them while they're down, but I do want to assess what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. If they had Joe Rogan do that interview, they would have had to build another set for him. Mm-hmm. It's the stupidest argument. Even at the time, we're like, why wouldn't she go to Joe Rogan? Both J.D. Vance and Donald Trump just did it. It's not like they're too busy. So you're not too busy to go do this. And they're building sets so that she doesn't have to, what, leave Washington?
They don't want to do it on his terms.
It makes no sense.
They wanted to demoralize in some capacity what Joe Rogan does. They said, we're going to do a third of the time that you traditionally do, and you're going to come to us. And he was like, the heck I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is exactly the right answer.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Brad, quickly?
That's what they did with the Call Her Daddy podcast. They spent $100,000 to build a set instead of her going to that set.
Yeah.
Wasteful.
Yeah, complete. Very
dumb.
Bad campaign.
Stupid. And I want to go back and smack myself for thinking she could win, but the truth of the matter was I think that we all were like, there's no way she should win. This is an absolute joke. She's not even taking it seriously. It seemed to me, at the end of the day, like she felt so confident in her ability to win the election that it didn't even matter that she was making stupid decisions. And I did say this on the air, and I was leaning into this quite a bit more off air than I was on air. But you remember when Bill Gates made that big dump of money,
yep,
$50 million?
Mm-hmm.
And I said on the air, this is absurd. This
yep.
feels like a money laundering thing, or like a bank the donation thing for something that isn't this. Because why would you put that much money in at that time?
So close to the election.
So close to
yeah.
the election. Like, how do you even spend that money in
yeah.
a way that affects the outcome at this point? And it feels like, you know, how many people got paid? Where did $1 billion and $20 million go?
Some of it went to Oprah.
Some of it did. Some to her, you know, the people that worked that production had to get paid.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Nobody pays to go on Oprah.
But you won't fly to Houston or Austin or wherever Joe Rogan is in Texas. When you were in Texas that week, she was in Texas because that's what, who was she? That was with Beyonce. She was with non-singing Beyonce the same day that Trump went to do the Rogan podcast, I believe. That would have been free. It would have been free. It would have been free.
Yes.
And you were like, nah.
No, thanks.
And the reports coming out of the campaign are that there were some super woke advisors that she had that were like, you can't go on there. You can't platform him. There will be too much of a backlash. Blah, 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 blah. And she listened to him. Bad judgment. Stupid expenditures. Terrible campaign. Thank God. Let's take a break. Annie, are you okay with Trisha when we come back? You
know I'm here. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This? Annie,
you okay? You okay, Annie? Trisha! Hi.
Hi. Hi, Annie. Hi, crew.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Good to see you.
Trisha's just been bullying Ryan the whole game.
Yeah, but now we got to pretend like everything's fine because we're on the air.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Everything's fine. Really appreciate your friendship, Trisha.
Man dresses as bear.
It's full of crap. Don't
want that. Man dresses as bear to commit insurance fraud.
A bear?
A bear.
Why didn't I think of that?
Four people in Southern California are facing insurance fraud claims after they alleged their cars were trashed by a bear.
So they dress like a bear?
That's not what I thought this was going
to
be.
A video submitted to the insurance company shows the bear entering a 2010 Rolls Royce.
Are these people high?
Upon investigation, it was determined that the bear was a guy in a suit.
Where were they?
In Southern California.
Oh, there's bears in California.
But how do you prove it was the guy that owned the Rolls Royce? Couldn't you just say some guy in a bear suit also attacked my car?
I don't know how they put it, these four people together, but the group also submitted claims for two other vehicles.
It's literally a bear on the California
with
flag.
With the bear man damaging the cars.
Yeah. It was that bear.
You tried to do it with other animals. You're like, that was a man-sized chicken, but it was a real chicken, I swear.
Look at this llama. It's going crazy.
Things are out of control.
Annie, are you okay with Scooby-Doo?
What?
I don't know. The victim and the worms.
Let's see who's really behind the mask.
You'd be surprised how many bear stories I tell. I'm kind of running.
Okay.
Running low on.
Okay.
What?
Ryan Wiggins.
One other way to commit insurance fraud using a bear costume would be when the insurance guy shows up to collect his bill. You go, I'm a bear.
Identify.
I can't
it's California,
pay bills.
You know.
I'm just a bear.
I don't know anything about Scooby-Doo, but apparently just a wee bit more than Ryan.
I do not like Hanna-Barbera. I'm sorry. If that makes me a pariah, then it makes me a pariah.
Carrie. It's coming.
Almost Christmas.
Oh, man. UK man arrested in connection with cheese heist of 2024.
Ryan.
Authorities in London have arrested a 63-year-old man in connection with the heist where tens of thousands of pounds of high-value cheddar were stolen from major distributors.
I'm listening closely to this because whatever it is, I'm going to do the US version, like The Office.
So what you do is you place an order under a company. You have the cheese delivered, and then people find out later that you are an imposter.
It's like voting.
Ooh.
Yes. In a blue state.
Okay. Exactly.
Why are all these cheese deliveries registered to parking lots?
Please deliver all of that cheese to my cheese business that I own here in the U.S.
Just leave it behind the fence.
It was about $389,000 worth of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ton of cheese.
That's a lot of cheddar.
You know what? that's too much.
Hey, that's a funny joke, and you didn't laugh, and you shoulda.
You guys are fine, but no. That's too much cheese, practically
cheddar.
Speaking.
Cheddar.
You don't need to steal that much cheese, because what are you going to do? Are you going to resell that cheese? Probably not.
You sound like a cheese thief expert.
If you're going to try to eat the cheese, you can't get through that quickly.
How do you know?
Because I've tried legally to eat a ton of cheese.
Tried to eat 300 grand worth of cheese?
No, that's my point. I stopped at like 10, 15 grand.
Everybody has their limits.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't go past this. If somebody tried, that'd be crazy. I had no idea it would come up today, but that is my past. Again, I don't apologize for it.
So the thought is the cheese will be sold on the black market. Celebrity chef
black market cheese is exactly where Ryan Wiggins gets his cheese. That is coming to a thrift shop near Ryan. And then you know what happens. He puts it in a box with some fluffy tissue paper and gives it to me for Christmas.
Every flea market I walk into.
So Annie, are you okay with cheddar cheese?
Yeah. That's the preferred cheese on a burger.
How about for a Christmas gift from Ryan?
Nope. I have food gift packages that Ryan has given me for Christmas, and I still have never opened them.
They were expired before you got them.
That's why they were at the thrift store, which is also why Ryan was at the thrift store.
Mm-hmm. You got to poke around a little bit, get to know him. Hey, I see you got some cheese here, but you got any in the back?
New app.
Remind me to tell you a joke off air that I just totally passed on, but want credit for.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
New app helps users across the U.S. identify UFOs. The app comes from Enigma Labs and was developed to allow users to upload videos of odd sightings.
Do you have to pay to use it?
Capture in the sky. I'm sure you do. I don't know how much.
It's all making sense.
An AI program generates a score to help determine whether an upload captures something known, like a plane or a satellite, or something truly unidentifiable. Annie, are you okay with the Men in Black movies?
The first one, definitely great film. Watched it in our 80s, 90s, early 2000 reboots for my kids. The second one, don't even remember it. The third one, yes, because Chris Hemsworth is in it. Also, I don't believe that aliens are real. And the fact that we're talking about aliens again in the news cycle makes me very concerned. Because it's always a look over here moment. It's to cover for the cheese heist by the bear.
That's got to be, you know, how much are you going to trust? Okay, I took a picture of something in the sky, and we uploaded this app, and they go, nope. That's it? Okay.
What are the chances that it just says, yep, all the time?
Yep, that's an alien.
Definitely.
South Carolina woman finds python behind her toilet.
Nope.
The woman ended up calling...
Nope, rope.
The woman ended up calling for police help after she walked into her apartment's bathroom and found a large ball python behind her toilet.
What are you doing in that moment, Ryan?
I don't think I'm, like, staying in a room a long time.
But, I mean, do you vocalize horror? Do you freeze? Do you go get it? Like, you're... The crocodile
hunter? I think I'd probably take the Jurassic Park approach, and you just freeze, and you go, they don't, if you're not moving, they don't see you.
Like, oh,
you
crap.
Just sit there, and you just that take a dump, but you do, like, really
Tyrannosaurus.
The snake starts slowly.
It's from all that
cheese. Wrapping around you, like, it doesn't know I'm a person, though. It just thinks I'm the toilet.
It's from all that cheese.
Except it thinks I'm an extension of the bathroom.
He's in there for an hour and a half trying to get that cheese out.
Damn the cheese! Damn the cheese!
Such a good idea during the heist.
But I'm so committed to meet, I know the science on this. I'm not moving.
Got half of his bear costume on.
Just the top half. Or the head.
The snake
just
is
the
so
head
confused.
And, and like a crop top.
Snake's like, I really don't know
totally
what
this on
is.
Trend. Totally on trend.
Do we eat bears?
Yeah. I know for a fact this snake won't eat a bear. I'm safe as can be. I'm just going to take a shower.
Especially if you're really still.
Still got a little cheese in his like shirt pocket up there.
All my fur is getting all matted down. You know, because I'm in the shower.
Obviously. Is your toilet in your shower?
No. I've already done that part.
Annie, are you okay with pet snakes?
No. Mm-mm. No. None. No.
Meanwhile, a pet python who had been missing for 2 months was found at a Chili's in North Carolina.
Didn't they go out of business?
Oh,
no, is that TGI Fridays or something?
Fridays is going out of business.
Was the snake looking for its eggs, a.k.a. wanting its baby back, baby back, baby back?
You're fired. Somebody who can fire Ryan, come here and fire him. You can only do that joke if you do it like... Can you say fat, what's his name on the air? Is that allowed to be said?
Sure.
From I mean, Austin
Ryan's
Powers?
Saying all this stuff. Oh. Yeah, we better not.
Gold member.
Fat gold member.
I don't know if we should say that
I want
either.
My baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Ribs.
Okay.
Anyway, what did that snake do?
Baby back ribs.
Nothing. He got loose. He'd been missing for a couple of months. He was in a Chili's parking lot in North Carolina. Officers apprehended the snake, which was an interesting way to phrase that.
They cuffed him.
They cuffed him,
gosh,
threw him in the back
difficult.
Of the car, and brought him home.
They need to put him in one
they
of those.
They put him in the back of the car.
Put him in one of those finger traps.
They were like, he got out of the cuffs. I can't believe it. Where did he go?
Loose. Now it's tight. I don't know what to
do. I never thought this was possible. Put it into a cage.
Annie, are you okay with Chili's?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dan?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what else to say about it.
I'd eat some Chili's right okay. now.
You ever had the Ruby Tuesday salad bar?
I love the Ruby Tuesday salad bar.
That's great.
Great croutons.
Yeah, I agree.
Stop by at Applebee's for 2 for $20. Porta potties fall off truck during morning commute.
Lord have mercy.
Where they fall?
Not anymore.
Not once they fell. A truck failed to clear a low-situated overpass during the morning commute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, knocking 2 porta potties off the truck and onto the road.
Can you imagine being the guy that was trying to go pee in there?
On the back of a truck while it was moving on
an
overpass?
Didn't know. He was just at a fair. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, why is this thing shaking so much?
He was taking one of those really long cheese-induced poops that you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Just hanging out, minding his business.
And all of a sudden, he's got his sunlight.
Why is this whole segment about bodily functions? I'm going to get another handwritten letter.
It's not. It's about mostly snakes. And bears.
But it just keeps coming back to the same thing.
Well, this was about a porta potty. I blame Trisha.
The truck initially left the scene, but returned about 20 minutes later to collect its cargo.
Did they get to their destination and be like, well, wait a second.
One, two.
Something seems lighter.
We were taking something from somewhere to somewhere else. And now we're at the place. We're missing the thing.
But the guy's still sitting on the
guy's still there,
bed.
Though. He's like,
his pants down.
He's scared to death.
Annie, are you okay with traffic?
It's my favorite thing. All day long, I'm here at work, and I'm like, gosh, I wish I were in traffic right now.
Wait to get stuck in traffic on the way home. That's
people sitting
have.
In traffic right now listening to the station, questioning everything.
Mm-hmm. If there's ever a lane that's moving slower, I'm like, get in that one. Skip the left lane.
That's what my husband does. Is there anything more universal than husbands and wives completely disagreeing on everything driving? Do you have that with your, like, do you and your husband, Trisha, do you disagree while one of you is driving?
Yes, all the time. I don't actually, neither one of us knows how the other survived, like, without the other person in the car. It's not just me. If he's driving, it's not the whole like, oh, my wife is stopping me from running into somebody. He's the exact same way. If I'm driving, he's like, I am saving our lives. Like, you better slow down. Watch out.
Is that the way it is between with you and Mrs. Wiggins?
No. My wife is the most impatient driver I've ever met. So she is always wondering why I'm going so slow. And I don't go that slow.
You're proving my point.
Yeah.
Well, then
listen to the podcast and catch up on the show, Brad.
I mansplain all the time when I'm
sure
driving.
I'm sure she loves
that. That's what I'm saying is that I don't do that to her. She does it to
me.
Yeah,
but you disagree.
Yes,
that wasn't the
point.
Question.
It doesn't really matter.
I tweeted out just randomly the other day because I came to the understanding that premarital counseling should include your best laid out plans to all of the places you frequent. If there are multiple ways to get to there from your home, you should have to have that discussion before you get married. Like, this is the norm. This is the normal person way to get to this X place the fastest, because you will not agree on that when you're driving. You will not. I promise.
Sounds like you're trying to set up a food tour.
What? What are you listening to? What are you doing?
Not
Don't
really
tell me.
Sure.
Don't
He's
answer.
Trying to sell the cheese.
Are you okay?
No, yeah, I'm fine. I was just thinking about all that dang cheese in my shed.
Was that a euphemism? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That YouTube live chat poll that Ryan has just read for you, I'll read it for you again. Do you like Matt Gaetz as Trump's pick for attorney general? Yes or no? We've got 362 votes in right now. I'm going to give you those results in about 3 minutes. So go get your vote in right now before we read them and end that poll. We have more news, cabinet appointments that have been made, and a very big one has just been announced. The secretary of HHS, which is Health and Human Services, your very own Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which is a pretty big appointment that people have been waiting to find out where does this go. So what does HHS oversee? Let me report to you here real quick. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services oversees a wide range of programs and activities, including health programs. HHS administers programs like Medicare, Medicaid, children's health insurance programs, that's also known as CHIP, and the Marketplace. Another one is Human Services. They provide financial assistance and services for low-income families, maternal and infant health programs, as well as early childhood development programs and more. Civil rights. The HHS Office for Civil Rights enforces laws that protect civil rights, religious freedom, and health information privacy. Aging and Disability. The Administration on Community Living, ACL, manages programs that provide assistance for older adults, people with disabilities, families, and caregivers. Public Health. The Assistant Secretary for Health advises on public health and oversees the U.S. public service. Legislation. The Assistant Secretary for Legislation, ASL, advises on legislation and facilities communication between the department and Congress. You said you looked up the FDA and you said the FDA falls under HHS. So Robert F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, is going to be in charge of something that he is going to be able to do a lot of reform with.
Yeah, when I heard the pick, I said, oh man, I wish he'd be the head of the FDA. And then we looked it up. HHS is over the FDA.
Yes.
That's great news.
This is like that pick is made, and I am excited to sit down and just spend some time with X and see how people are reacting to that pick, because everybody wanted to see where he would land and make sure that he actually did have a strong role where he could be implemented in a way that would really make a difference. And I think that that is it. Pretty exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Well, speaking of appointments made by President Trump yesterday, we found out about 24 hours ago that the pick for attorney general is Congressman Matt Gaetz. Later on yesterday, he resigned his position. So now he is Matt Gaetz. Although I wonder if you're always kind of referred to as Congressman. I think once you've been there, you get to retain the name. But he is no longer in Congress because he has stepped down. Ryan, do you like Matt Gaetz as Trump's pick for attorney general?
Really tough question. I'm going to go with slightly no.
Brad?
I'm still a no on that.
Yeah, I'm still a no. I trust Trump. We'll see how it goes. I'm not losing any sleep over this, but this one is a head-scratcher for me. We had a lot of feedback from you all on the chat. With 376 votes in our poll today, 59%, so a very close poll, 59% said yes, you do like that pick. 41% say no. But we'll wait and see what ends up happening here as we move forward. The news keeps coming, and 97.1 FM Talk is here for you the whole time. Stream us on the Odyssey app and check out our podcast, anniefryshow.com/podcast. Mark Reardon Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.